The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. John said to Jesus, "Master, we saw a man who is not one of us casting out devils in your name. And because he was not one of us, we tried to stop him." But Jesus said, "You must not stop him. No one who works a miracle in my name is likely to speak evil of me. Anyone who is not against us is for us. If anyone gives you a cup of water to drink just because you belong to Christ, then I tell you solemnly, he will most certainly not lose his reward. But anyone who is an obstacle to bring down one of these little ones who have faith would be better thrown into the sea with a great millstone round his neck. And if your hand should cause you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than to have two hands and go to hell into the fire that cannot be put out. And if your foot should cause you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life lame than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye should cause you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die, nor their fire go out." The Gospel of the Lord. The book of Genesis tells us that God created the world and saw that it was good. God created man and woman and saw that indeed that they were very good. All goodness, all that is good, derives from God. From goodness flows harmony, peace, love, creativity, all that is life-giving. The enemy of goodness is evil and sin. It is the complete opposite of good. Saint Augustine defines evil as the absence of good. God did not create a sinful world, for nothing but goodness can come from God. No, it is that destructive spirit or impulse within us that we consent to, and in so doing, choose to walk a path that leads us away from God, either by what we think, say, and do, or in our failure or omission to do what we know to be the good thing or the right thing to do. If our actions are not directed to what is good and what is truly life-giving, we are missing the mark, because our actions are not turned toward God, towards goodness. Our Lord Jesus Christ reveals within himself the goodness of God. Everything he thought, said, and did flowed from his goodness and love. It was directed to accomplish the mission given him by the Father. This mission was to establish the kingdom of God and gain for us our redemption by his self-offering on the cross and by his resurrection. In his earthly ministry, our Lord experienced at first hand the utterly destructive nature of sin, which caused many of his contemporaries to be in conflict with him, to reject his teachings, and some who actively sought his death. That, among other things, is the destructiveness of sin, the ugliness of sin. It is anti-God. Little wonder, then, that Jesus in today's gospel has some strong words to say about the need to avoid sin. Of course, the imagery and metaphorical language our Lord uses is not to be taken literally. He obviously does not literally expect us to cut off our limbs and tear out our eyes if they cause us to sin. Of course not. But Jesus uses such dramatic language to drive home a very important point, that sin can have no place in God's kingdom simply because it is not of God, who is absolute goodness, truth, beauty, and love. We counter the impulses of sin by striving to live a virtuous life and cooperating with God's grace. The two go together. To live a virtuous life means to live a life where we cultivate good habits of behavior, such as living the virtues of prudence, temperance, justice, fortitude, and so on. The Catechism says, the virtuous person tends toward the good, pursues the good, and chooses it in concrete actions. Virtue is not a fashionable word these days. Our society prefers to use the word value. The problem with that is that value means different things to different people. But people are generally clear about what virtue is and means. So the more we live a virtuous life, the more our lives will become conformed to having the mind and heart of Christ, and in this way, living in a Christ-like way, which is the way and the path of goodness.